Welcome to the
Deadly Eye Extra
Supplemental
Speech Thing
Part 2. It's actually part 1, but it's part 2 of something else. But it's not even a part. It's more of an addendum. this is Max's presentation on a fictional future event that he's doing to prepare us all for this future event, which is not real, and it's in the future.
In case you didn't already know.
In case you are in the future, you might know that if the world has certainly turned fictional, suddenly turned fictional, mind of certain. If it did it, it's certain, but but I meant suddenly. I meant more kind of how quickly it happened. If it suddenly turns fictional, then this could be your future, or your present, if you're in the future.
Fascinating.
Let me hand this to Mr. Maxfield Wells. Max, take it away.
Hear thee, all in this room. The great mushroom war is coming. It is nigh.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, thanks a lot. People are actually taking me seriously. Fantasy will merge with reality. It will be all dragony and stuff. Dungeons and dragons and magic and things. All the continents will squish together to form the land of Ooh, a multi-biome post-apocalyptic world. But it won't be dark like a nine. It's different. It's sunny. In most places. Anyways, the human race will be endangered except for fantasy hybrids. Gahumans, goblins, humans. There will be different species according to town or kingdom. And anarchy will rage in certain areas. That's not very horrific. And if you don't believe me, look at the signs. Just the other day, I saw a few mushrooms growing in my backyard. Smack right there. There are nice tannish. They were the color of a mushroom. And I think they were looking at me. The mushrooms are mutating to grow arms and legs. Don't say you didn't see it. I looked at them again the other day, and I saw little things coming off of them. I don't know what they were, but I think they were arms and legs. Anyways. Mushrooms aren't the only things with consciences now. Now, my iPod acts glitchy when I'm slacking off and I have stuff to do. And I swear that imaginary flowers on this table are stalking me. How can we protect ourselves? Well, that's an interesting question. I'm going to answer it with this little thing right here. The mushrooms are medieval, so they shouldn't be much of a threat for a while, considering they don't already know how to use firearms. Then we're doomed. From now on, I'm just going to play this tape called Mushroom Attack, Don't Die. The tape. Hello, Nick Grit. I'm here to tell you about how to survive a mushroom riot, revolt, war, etc. The first rule is, don't die. May seem pretty obvious, but it'll help you later. Trust me. And that's about it. Bye. Okay, the tape thing didn't work out. Well, actually, it summarized half of this subject. So I'm just gonna say, find a good place to hold out and pick up a gun. Godspeed. No, I'm continuing this part, because this is the Great Mushroom War, not the zombie apocalypse, in which you need sandwiches. Anyways, bar your windows and barricade the doors. A locked door isn't going to stop a ram from entering your home and eating your babies. let's see. Kill all mushrooms in sight, except red ones and orange ones. In that case, run for your life, or you will die, as usual. Bowie knives are the best weapon against mushrooms. They can cut through brains pretty well. I think that works the same with mushrooms. And they can run 10 miles per hour. That's all I know. Part 4. What not to do. Panic. Mushrooms. Smell. Fear. Human fear. You can smell it strongly. Spare one. Every last mushroom is evil. Even they may be adorable, but they're so very evil. Surrender. They say they'll spare you. Those liars. They'll take you to a labor camp. Hide. They can smell any human emotion. Well, any strong one, really. Die. It speaks for itself. And you shouldn't relax. Yeah, you don't want to really take your guard down. Waffle? I'm sorry, I didn't write a conclusion. I'll just read off this candy bar. Mushroom Joy. 99% sugar. 80% peanuts. 0.1% protein. And a 0.00001 mushroom. Oh, I did write one. Here it is. Anyways. Well, with 2012 around the corner, you better get ready. And I'm talking the winter solstice, which I think is the time for... I gotta check it again. This has nothing to do with anything, but crime doesn't pay 65% of the time. The exact number is 65.5%. Well, thanks for listening to my terrible commentary, and I'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you very much, Max. Thank you.
Oh, you actually took me seriously. Get out of here and listen to another preacher.
Well, thank you. Thank you for warning us of the fictional coming mushroom apocalypse in the winter solstice of 2012.
You're welcome, Dave.